Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Steve DelBianco is our guest, our good friend, 16-year member of our Brain Trust. This month is his 16th anniversary since he's been hanging out with us, and we are so fortunate and richer for Steve's service and for his friendship with us and support of all that we do. Steve, thanks again for being here. I think I said executive director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. I encourage you to not only just check it out, folks, to see what they're doing, but support the work that they do. Steve, you've been up all night long working on this thing that I told the audience before you got here. I said, folks, the Internet, the Obama administration is trying to give the Internet to the world, to give it away, something we own, give it away. And you've been working now for years to try to minimize the damage that that could cause. How did I paraphrase that, what you're doing? How did I do?
Yeah, Jim, 30 years ago, U.S. engineers, scientists, developed the technology, the recipe for the Internet, right? The protocols used
right.
for Internet IP addresses and the naming system. We quickly gave that recipe away to the world. We gave that recipe away.
The Obama administration did. Let's call
no,
it like
no,
it
no.
is.
No, 30 years ago. 30 years
oh,
ago,
okay.
We gave
You're saying the access. Okay,
and that
I
is
you.
Why, Jim, that is why any country could recreate the Internet
right.
on their own borders.
Right.
They could follow the same protocols, buy some routers from Cisco, and set up browsers on computers and be able to use the
right.
Internet for email and web browsing. So
we allowed them to use it, but we didn't give them ownership of it.
Well, sure did, because we never owned the protocols, but there was one thing we did retain. 20 years ago, the U.S. set up an administration called ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. And their job was to maintain the rules and the big table that translate domain names to Internet addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Internet addresses are those long sequence of numbers that no one could ever remember, but domain names like SmallBusinessAdvocate.com,
mm-hmm.
NetChoice.org.
Mm-hmm.
Those are easy to remember. They can show up on a billboard or a business card, and we can type them in. And we use those to navigate the web, but that's the domain name system. That's what we use for email addresses
mm-hmm.
as well. And the administration of the domain name system, or DNS as it's called, is what ICANN had in its purview
mm-hmm.
20 years ago. And it was not a government group. It was a non-profit corporation based in California. And that is the corporation that for 20 years has been internationalized. And that's where I have been doing volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
It's got about 200 employees there, and it's got a global multi-stakeholder community that defines the rules for the domain name system. Most recently, Jim, you and your listeners may know that we added hundreds of new top-level
right.
domains. And the top-level domain is the stuff to the right of the dot. Like you and I talked about com and org,
mm-hmm.
but in the past year and a half, we've seen things like .shop, .lawyer, .accountant,
right.
and a whole host of names in different languages than English and different scripts than Latin.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened 20 years ago with setting up that corporation and internationalizing it so that the world itself would have ownership of that system? But the U.S. maintained oversight. The U.S. maintained a key contract to this corporation, and the U.S. had the ability to pull that contract away if this corporation ever ran off the rails.
That's
failed
the
to
control.
Be accountable.
Yep.
Failed to be accountable to stakeholders, Jim. And so 2 years ago, now we get to the part that you're absolutely right about. 2 years ago, the Obama administration decided it was time to relinquish that oversight of the U.S. government, the oversight that had over the Domain Name System Corporation. So that process is one that's been going on now since March of 2014, and
mm-hmm.
it's the reason I was up from 1 a.m. to 3:30 this morning, because I'm part of a global multi-stakeholder group, and we hold conference calls that have various time zones around the world have to be accommodated.
Does that still have some? Will that have any influence by Congress? Is this a fait accompli, or can Congress still have a say about this?
Congress can have some say about it, and more importantly, the administration, controlled by the Commerce Department, is the part of our government that's had the oversight, and the Commerce Department is controlled by the administration.
Right.
So let's suppose, this time next year, we'll have inaugurated a new president. So the Obama administration planned this with, 2.5, almost 3 years of time left in its tenure, knowing that it could take a little while to get it done, and they wanted to be sure it was done on their watch. But that timing is tenuous right now. The community is still working on the transition plan.
So you're saying that the transition could maybe not take place during Obama's tenure, and it could be left up to the next president.
You know, there's a chance of that.
And could that president reasonably pull this back?
There's pressure on the community to get the transition plan done rather than have it become a political football in the hands of any administration or even in the middle of the presidential campaign.
Right. What do you think is going to happen?
I believe the community, we are so close, we're probably 99% of the way towards a consensus proposal that will be supported by all but the hardest liners. And I know you didn't quite mean this. The U.S. doesn't own the Internet. We never did.
No,
it's not being taken over by the world.
But we control the DNS, as you said. So let me ask you quickly, what do you think? Do you think we'll wind up with something better than what we had or not as good?
It'll be more complex than what we had and a little harder to manage.
Could it put American businesses possibly in jeopardy, or the Internet in jeopardy and available to them?
I don't think so, Jim. Honestly, we are working so hard.
I hope so. I know you are. I know you are. Steve's working hard on this, folks. And many people don't know all the work that he's done on this, and that's the reason why we're proud of him. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.